This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Live from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 conference. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Recorded from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 conference and expo at the Charlotte Convention Center, this is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch. In this segment, may I introduce you to Jeff Robertson, Managing Partner of Robertson Associates. Mr. Robertson has been involved in the public safety industry for over 16 years as a sworn officer, CEO of two public safety technology companies, Executive Director and Founding Board Member of the 911 Industry Alliance, and most recently as Vice President and General Manager of Public Safety for Intergraph, the world's largest public safety software provider. Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me, Guy.
It's a pleasure, Jeff. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about Robertson Associates.
Sure. We're a boutique consulting firm, and we specialize in technology for the public safety space, which includes everything from 911 to computer-aided dispatch to records management systems and technology in the mobiles. Primarily, we look at workflow of how emergency responders are dispatched incidents and what they do once they're there, and investigations and follow-up after, as well as we dabble in some of that workflow with jail and court applications, so all the technologies in that workflow.
What are some of the important trends that you're seeing in the 911 communications industry today?
In the 911 communications industry, we're seeing a number of trends. The biggest one we're seeing certainly is consolidation of 911 centers across the nation and the networking of those centers together via IP-based networks. They tend to be regional in nature, but we see a big movement that continues in that front, if not accelerating in year 2014 and 2015. And we think some of the standards that have come in place from the 911 industry are playing into that, like I3, but also standardization of SIP and other technologies to enhance voice network. So that's certainly a huge trend we're seeing. The other one we're seeing is the combination of applications. In the past, there was a 911 vendor in the call center or the communications dispatch center, and there was a CAD system, and there was a record system, and there was a GIS system, and all these separate vendors. We're starting to see that come together where they're either a single vendor trying to handle that workflow, or they're much tighter integrated, where the 911 is very tightly integrated to the CAD. We're seeing that is a trend as well to try to not only eliminate costs but simplify the process for dispatchers.
It's very interesting from the standpoint of a company like Avaya, where we have been involved in the commercial markets as well as a significant number of government customers, that transition really took place a decade ago in the commercial markets, and it's really interesting to get to where we are today to see the change. And the value for the public safety industry is that they're not the first to have to go through this. We've been through the process before. Does Robertson Associates play a big role in that part of the transition?
Yes, we're trying to advocate all across the country with many different companies best practices to integrate 911 with the CAD and then the CAD with the records, and how we can integrate the car tighter together rather than just a messaging interface. We do a lot of speaking. We also do a lot of strategy and market research on how that's been implemented in these early adoptions and how we think it's going to play out in the future years and how it will change the competitive landscape for vendors.
Yes, big changes ahead. I'm going to be spending the week this week at the National Emergency Number Association's NINA 2013. What do you expect from this week?
This week, I am excited to see some new entrants in our space. In the past, and both you and I have been in this industry a long time, it tended to be dominated by two or three big players. I'm excited that there's going to be some up-and-coming new players to NINA and Next Gen 911 in particular. Now that VoiceOver IP and vendors like yours are having open application programming interfaces, you're seeing some companies with some new names, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they have to offer here at the show and seeing how they've grown since last year. because I think many of the PSAPs that I've had the pleasure of working with are a little more open now to looking at some new innovative approaches to 911 and CAD integration. I'm looking forward to seeing them, and I'm also looking forward to seeing NINA, the solidification of the I3 standards, just to talk around that, what people think about it, and how that will play out in the future.
The NINA Board of Directors authorized the NINA I3 end state vision late last year. How important is that to what's going on in the transitions?
There's varying opinions on I3 specifications. And one, I'm glad that we have a firm set of standards for the 911 industry. But like you said earlier, there has been, in my opinion, not everyone shares it, but there's been voice over IP standards in place for years in the commercial space of how they move calls around, how they will locate callers and other things. There is some uniqueness to 911 for sure in the way calls are located, and routed for that matter. But I'm excited that we have a standard, but think I would hate to have it hold up progress in implementing these new commercial technologies in public safety. I'm sort of torn between two sides. I'm glad we got I3, but I hope we don't wait till it's perfected in another 10, 15 years before starting to implement some of the great things that are in call centers all around the world that I think we can start taking advantage of in public safety for sure.
No, I absolutely agree with that. Coming from my perspective, when I see in the commercial spaces some of the contact centers that have global span, they have reliability and resilience that is superior to the 911 system today. We can't wait. We need to get some of those technologies in the hands of public safety so that we can improve the way in which public safety is able to provide its mission. So Jeff, tell us a little bit more about Robinson Associates. What do you got going on? Anything special that you guys are working on?
We've got a couple of things we're excited about. Our little pet projects that we're working on, as well as doing some strategy work in the industry.
Well, great, Jeff. This has been a great conversation. I always appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Guy, thanks for having me here. Look forward to this week here in Charlotte. And again, I appreciate everything Avaya is doing for public safety.
Thank you, audience. We've been listening to a conversation with Jeff Robertson, managing partner of Robertson Associates. Thank you for listening today to the APN Podcast Network, originating from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo at the Charlotte Convention Center. This is your APN Podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network, at the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo in the Charlotte Convention Center. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.